All right, here we are, guys. Our last break of the day on this hump day. Thanks to our special guest family member today. Yeah, AD Dolphin. Always keeping us healthy, you know, telling us how to detox and eat right and, you know. Yeah.
He cleaned us out this morning now. That's what he did. He cleaned us out this morning.
Yeah. Steve's already lost 9 pounds just today.
Wellness Wednesday.
But, you know, I just did it. I don't think I'm going to do the whole 20 days because I just did it to detox when I came off the trip. And now that I'm back at work at Family Feud, my brain operates. I got to have more carbs.
Fuel. You got to have.
You know, I got to have some carbs because carbs is brain fuel, you know, and I've been on these vegetables for a while now. So, you know,
hey,
I feel
Steve.
Better. Yes, ma'am.
I had a question about Family Feud. So how is
Absolutely.
It, I know, how is it taping now this season, you know, with the pandemic versus last time with Celebrity Family Feud? Are you still
well,
in the middle?
Well, at least now we have an audience.
Oh, really?
We have about 30 audience different. Members plus the family. Mm-hmm. So we're looking at about, you know, 50 people, 60, 50 people out there all the time. They spread them out, except for the families, they sit together. But the audience members are well spread apart. They all got on masks. So, like, you can't tell if they're smiling.
Okay.
That's a little hurtful for stand-up.
Comedian.
Yeah, you can't really tell. But, you know, to start the season Saturday, I had to do a COVID test. Mm-hmm. So when I pulled up on the set yesterday morning, they told me I had to do another COVID test. And I said, well, damn, what was the COVID test for Saturday?
Right.
It was just Tuesday. Mm-hmm. What the hell didn't happen? You didn't get the results back till Sunday. I'm at work on Tuesday. Well, we have to test every other day, and to get your cycle the same as everybody else, you have to test 2 days in a row. I said, that don't make no damn sense. Why don't you just test me when you test everybody else? Well, you would have had to have needed another test. And they don't give a damn who you are, star of the show or not.
You do.
Contested, star.
If I'm sick, we ain't got no show. We ain't filming like nothing.
That's what I keep telling the lady. I said, ma'am, you know, I'm vaccinated. I'm being careful. But if you test me and I come up positive.
Everybody going home.
Well, you know, we have to notify. You ain't got to notify nothing. It's over. It's over. They do a really good job of precautions here out at Trulip Studios here in Atlanta. And they're doing a really, really good job. Oh, man. They above and beyond. So it's really safe. You know, we were very fortunate in last year with Family Feud. There were zero cases contracted or contacted, any whatever you want to call it. Zero cases on our set last year. So we're very, very fortunate in that, you know.
Well, so that's good. Just looks good. Looks like a little bit of normalcy coming back. You got your audience and, yeah, that's cool. That's cool.
I mean, you know, it's helpful, you know, because it's hard, man. I'm telling you.
It's the energy.
It's hard being funny with no audience.
Yeah,
they got
masks
on and the laugh is
muffled. Oh, man.
Hey, Steve.
Yes, sir.
I look at late night TV now completely different.
Yeah. Because,
you know, they don't have an audience, and they in there trying to get it. And I'm like, God, dog, they need an audience bad. Because, you know,
it's ugly.
Certain days, though, you've been seeing them slowly but surely getting back into the studio, but still that audience is part of it, huh?
Oh, it's essential.
You got to have
energy. You need that energy.
That's what I'm saying.
You got to have that.
Did
feedback you ever
think is important.
Did you ever think as a comedian, guys, that it would be like this, that you would perform without an audience?
I never thought I'd go through that drought we went through. Yeah. That long.
No.
Never.
No. I mean, that's an almost unthinkable that we would be forced to perform with no audiences. That's unthinkable.
Because that's the very reason why you do it.
You thrive off of it.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have it.
Yeah.
Well, we're getting very back.
Much
we
getting well, back. All right.
We're getting back.
Yeah, slowly but surely. Tommy's on tour.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure, Junior, you'll be getting back on the
road soon. Oh, in the middle of the summer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
I need some more vaccinations for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we can get back to
that's
going
good.
To see folks perform live and all of it.
You know, man, I want to go to a concert.
Yeah, me too.
You want to be entertained.
Man, I want to see somebody live with some good music.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Who would you want? Well, I mean, that's obvious. Jodeci, but...
Jodeci?
Wow. That's who Junior would want to see.
Oh, Junior. That's Shirley is who I want to see. I mean, well, Shirley, I can't see them. They not getting back out on the road together?
You don't think they're going to get back together?
No, when you heard Jodeci was coming to Atlanta, when you heard that?
It's been a minute.
COVID or no COVID? COVID or no anywhere.
You get but a
Anthony Hamilton, I'm buying tickets, baby.
Yeah, well, yeah. It'll come around.
It'll be to step over and sit down somewhere, too.
Will you stop?
Steve always say that.
Well, now 12 to 15-year-olds can get their vaccinations, so we could reach that herd immunity. Mm-hmm. If they,
I asked my daughter. She's 13. I asked her, did she want to get it? She said yes.
What'd she say, Carl?
She said yes. Oh, she said she believes in science. She believes in it, and you know they want. You know we don't know what it's like to go to school with mask on, not to do all of the things. You know, so they look at it different.
A lot of people not comfortable letting their kids get the vaccine.
Yeah, I understand that too. I understand that.
I can't walk you to your locker.
Well, that's it, y'all. Y'all have a great day. Talk to God, everybody. Love to hear from you. We'll see y'all tomorrow.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.